Proverbs 10:18 says, "He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool." We talked at length about hiding hatred with lying lips in our previous devotional. And we want to focus in on that word slander, because it's a terrible thing. No Christian should ever utter slanders. However, I am accused of slander on a regular basis. People either don't know what the word means, or they're simply slandering me by accusing me of slander. So let's see. What does the Webster 1828 dictionary say about the word slander? To defame, to injure, by maliciously uttering a false report respecting one. To tarnish or impair the reputation of one by false tales, maliciously told or propagated. So, when I inform people of the facts regarding a false teacher, then that is not slander. And that's where most of the accusations against me come, that I'm slandering people, even though I'm simply telling people the truth. A number of years ago, I upset a lot of people, and actually I continue to upset people by the report I did on Billy Graham. And I quote and document everything said in that report, which was later made available as a video with photos and captions. And it's on numerous other channels that have had permission to repost. It's been viewed at least a million times. And it was not a slanderous report. A while back, I'd come in contact with an old schoolmate from my high school days on social media, and we hadn't spoken in 20 years, and it was nice to hear from him, and he's in the ministry, but he was in a charismatic church. He's a pastor, actually, and we interacted, and obviously we disagreed on some doctrinal matters, but there was never a real serious issue that came up between us until he happened to listen to a few minutes of the Billy Graham documentary, and then everything changed. He accused me of slander. I told him that if he could show me anything that I said wasn't proven, or if it wasn't true, I would retract it and remove it from the audio and include an apology when re-uploading the documentary. But he couldn't actually prove that anything I said was false. He repeated his accusation of slander, which at this point, again, is itself a slanderous comment made against me. And I repeated my offer to remove any proven slander from the documentary. And the next thing you know, he just deletes me from his social media contacts, and we haven't spoken since. And I mean no ill will toward this man, but he's a hypocrite. I've actually listened to him teach, and he emphasizes the importance of truth. And I heard him say that no man is above having to live according to God's word, and yet he believes Billy Graham is above having to live according to God's word, and then he himself is rejecting the truth about Billy Graham. So when he looks in the mirror, that man has put himself above God's word, and he's elevated Billy Graham to a state of godhood. And I've quoted this recently, but it bears quoting in this context. Romans 16:17 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them." And that's exactly what I was doing with Billy Graham. It's not slander. And Paul isn't promoting the act of slander. He's promoting truth and biblical separation. Billy Graham isn't the point of this devotional, but he stands as a good illustration of the difference between truth and slander. As far as I know, anyone accusing Billy Graham of stealing ministry funds or of moral failure would be slandering Mr. Graham. I haven't seen any evidence of those sins in his life. But when we expose Billy's statements contradicting the gospel that he preached in his crusades, and when we show that Billy was in bed with the Vatican and basically served as the leader of the satanic ecumenical movement, and other things, including his promotion of the new versions, almost single-handedly putting them in the mainstream, and all that has produced this false Laodicean church today lies at the feet of Billy Graham. That's not slander. Crediting Billy Graham with making straight the paths for the Antichrist isn't slander. So, preach the truth, do not repeat slander, and avoid being a fool.